Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome. Caroline and Joni. Caroline, I'm from Crystal Heart Psychics, and Joni is from Joni's White Light Healing, and that was Joni's lovely song, Finding Me. Hi, Joni, how are you?
I'm fine, Caroline. How are you from across the pond?
I'm fine. I think we ought to tell our viewers how we met, don't we, Joni, really, this whole
Absolutely.
Across the pond thing? Because, anyway, just for everyone who... You may have known Joni from before. I've done Blog Talk Radio shows as well. But this is, I've got to say it, our first show, as in Joni and Caroline's show. Because we decided, how long was it ago now, Joni? About a year ago, maybe?
At least a year ago. We've been talking about this for a while. It's been up in the air.
Yep. And we finally
in the creative stage.
We've decided today to come online together. Anyway, but we met about 2 years ago, was it, Joni, from LinkedIn?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends ever since. I'm from the UK, and obviously Joni is from the US, hence why it's two psychics from across the pond, isn't it, Joni?
Well, I was surfing LinkedIn, and every now and then they say people that you might know, and Caroline She was right there, her little icon, Crystal Heart Psychics. I was moved to click on your profile, found you so interesting because you have your own psychic call-in business in the UK. And I thought, that's really neat. So I contacted you. We set up a Skype. I think you had said to me, normally you get many solicitations and you normally don't answer, but you answered mine.
Yep.
And that was part of, I think, of the divine order in this. And then we realized we've known each other for many other lifetimes, and we became fast friends.
We did. And we've been friends ever since, and firm friends. We did our first show together on Blog Talk Radio, different show, about a year and a half ago now, wasn't it, Joni?
At least.
Yeah. And we both surprised ourselves at that time because we have the way we work, and I'll just explain for everyone who's listening, is Joni is a healer, a white light healer, works through the divine order. Her speciality, and she's absolutely amazing at this, is karmic clearing and resolution.
Thank you.
Well, you are. You are fantastic. So,
thank you,
Melissa. As you know, I'm a life coach and psychic medium. I'm also a past life regression therapist, but our blend fits. That's the only way I can explain it, doesn't it?
Yes, and I'll also share about what Caroline brings to this. Caroline, in addition to her being a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, NLP, and a hypnotherapist, and a Reiki master, and a past life regressionist, she's also a medium, and she's able to bring in departed souls, as am I, but I think her clarity is more so than mine. When I channel a departed soul, I bring in a different type of messaging. I think we tag team very well, not only around mediumship, but in terms of the past lives. You also, my friend, are able to go in and find out what else is going on that trips a person up in this lifetime, if it comes from another concurrent lifetime. Yeah. What I also want to share with the audience is that we have a similar outlook. We have a similar belief system about why we're here in what I call Earth School, and what a journey is like, and what healing is like. So you will see, because you'll be hearing very shortly when the calls start coming in, that the theme, the tone in which we share our information is very, very similar. And I find that very reassuring. It's validating. And I love the expressiveness that we both bring to this. It's a depth, a warmth, and I say this with humility, and also with humor. We both need to laugh, and the other side comes in with humor for us all.
Yeah. And just one thing on the humor side of things. Also, I say all spirit bring in love. That's the biggest thing. There is no judgment. So even though we may speak honestly, and you, myself and Joni, you will hear us speaking honestly about your potential situation, it's all said with love and non-judgment, but a sense of humor is added in as well. So
That's right. So
a lot of, because what spirit try to do to us, especially when I'm channeling, and me and Joni were talking about this last night before the show, is the sense of humor is to lighten it. It's whatever you're going through, let's have a look at the lighter side and why we're doing
right.
this. What have we learned from this? How are we going to learn from it? How are we going to move from forward? And this is where me and Joni do fit so well, is both of us have this amazing capacity, and I'm saying this with humility myself, to see where this negative cycle is forming, how it was formed, and what energy are we carrying to keep creating that. So a lot of what we do is, yes, I do psychic readings. I'm a psychic medium. I've been doing psychic readings professionally for 12 years now. But one of my specialities is the coaching and the healing to bring us out into ourselves and to evolve our souls. And that's what we're here to do tonight, isn't it, Joni, really, to help people on their way?
Absolutely, to give clarity so they know why they came into this lifetime, so the veil is thinned or lifted so they could take a peer in, a look-see, and then understand if there was any pre-birth planning, if there were any contracts made, if there are other lifetimes where vows or contracts were made, unforgiveness that needs to be released, so there can be an understanding and a move forward.
Yeah.
Are you ready
Absolutely.
To go?
Yes. Okay. What I will say is whoever's calling, I'll just read out the last three digits of your number. I'll click live and I'll say hello. Okay. So just bear with me a second. Okay. I'm clicking on number 130. This is the first person. Just bear with me. Hello.
Hi, Caroline. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Can I
ask your name, please, if that's okay?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep. Deep as in deep water.
Hi, yes. Deep. How are you?
Hi, Deep.
I am very well, thank you. I'm privileged to be the first caller to your first show.
Thank you. Well, that's lovely to have you on here. It's a privilege to have you calling in. Thank you very much for that.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Scotland in Edinburgh.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
So I'm sure you'll enjoy this. So how can we help you, Deep? Is there anything that you wanted to look at specifically this evening, or was it just a let's go in and have a look at what's going on?
I don't mind asking a specific question around do you see love coming into my life anytime soon, and any hints or anything which you can give me in terms of how or when it will happen?
Okay, Deep. Well, I tell you what, I'll have a quick look first. Is that okay, Joni? You don't mind doing me? You?
You go. And
okay.
I'll go after. Go for it.
And then Joni goes after. Okay. Right. I am getting a lot, and I will say this to you, Deep, a lot about Korea. I don't know why, but it feels that you're going up the ladders, and that's just one thing I wanted to get out of the way so Spirit can let me move on. As far as relationships concern, I kind of feel that, have you not been looking for a while? It's just I feel the thing, you know, you've been sort of quite independent, quite self-sufficient, quite career-orientated. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's right. And I don't actually know the art of dating, and I'm more into work. And
yeah,
I've been in a long-term relationship, and I was divorced. And I have somebody in mind who is coming out of a relationship, so I'm not being too pushy, and she's still... treating her as a friend. So I'm not sure how that will go.
To be honest, I kind of get some really nice vibes with this lady, but what I am going to say to you is gently, okay? I do feel, and the way they're giving it to me is I feel that she's quite hurt from this situation that she's been going through or that she's going through, but they are showing me a karmic connection with you guys. So
yes.
I kind of feel there is a sister-brother relationship in the past. And when I'm talking past, I don't mean in this life. I'm talking two lifetimes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you're feeling this connection. So there's a lot of energy between you two. But I am being shown to wrap her up in cotton wool. And that's what Spirit is showing me. They're saying, wrap her up in cotton wool. Treat it gently and softly. I don't feel she's in a position where she's opened herself up to look for a new relationship just yet. But the friends is a really good thing. So that's what I'm kind of getting on this. And basically, she is a very gentle soul. I am being shown this. I also have a lady coming through for me that's actually telling me that I do feel this can go somewhere. That's what I'm seeing. But I kind of feel that we're in a little bit of a tightrope. You're walking a tightrope at the moment is what they're saying to me, because you're in that no man's land of does she or doesn't she. What does she think of me? Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really difficult because obviously I do feel like, yes, I know you've been married and divorced, but I kind of get this whole thing that you're quite shy as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, I am very shy, yeah.
Yeah, and this is kind of what's holding you back a little bit, but I'm saying that I just keep getting from Spirit, the message I'm getting really strong and loud is just treat this gently, wrap her up in cotton wool, show her what a gentleman you are, and I kind of feel then, and they're showing me threads now, so at this point I go, okay, Joni, it's your stuff.
Okay, well, I'm just going to keep going with that. In terms of wrap her up in cotton wool, absolutely what I got was coffee and conversation, very low-key and friendly, very chatty and getting to know her. Going to backtrack. The image that I got in the beginning, and I felt like it was another lifetime, it was as if you were touching a girl or a dog that was smelly, and then you went icky, icky, like you had grime on your hands. And then the other part to that was, could it be, I'm not so sure, does she really like me? I'm not so sure. And then there was a cycle in your head of going, of doubt, of self-doubt. It seems that you have not necessarily been dating for a while, or there's been a lull, or there's been a retreat. And so this process, it feels to me, is a little bit adverse to you. There's a discomfort that you have. I'm picking up that it's from another lifetime. I'd like to get to the healing part of this, which is what I often do in readings. I'd like to go to that other lifetime where you're reaching your hand out for something that you want, and what comes back is a repulsion. So I'm going to travel now. So I'm going to find that place. Okay.
Yep, sure.
Oh, now, Caroline had said brother, sister. So there is something here. There's a war. I think there's, they call this the Italian Renaissance. I'm not a history buff, but when there was some type of a surge with Italy, I can't give the century, but there is some war that's happening during this time. You're up against a wall. I feel that this is metaphor. You're a soldier. You're in a dance hall. And a dame, they call them a dame, comes up and pushes up against you. Your back is to the wall, and she plants one on your lips. Now you want her, and you grab her, but you're repulsed at the same time. You felt very, very guilty about this. You had a girl back home, and you did this because you were a sexual male. You know, you had feelings, sexual feelings, and you wanted to act on them. You didn't do much more than touch her a little bit, but the feeling makes me want to throw up. So, and I don't do that during healings, by the way, honey. I'm all fine. Don't worry about me. This is all etheric uck. So, you went to your passing in that lifetime with unforgiveness towards self. That became karmic upon your passing. That energy bleeds through into the lifetime and makes it difficult for you to move forward with this woman. So you have your sights on her, you know, the designs on her, yet it's difficult. Let's get rid of this energy so there's a nice burst so you can go forward and have that coffee and conversation or whatever you'd like with ease. The first thing that you would do is you would say inside, I forgive myself. And if you have any water by you, have a sip of water. And if you don't, have a sip of water afterwards, because it helps flush the negative energies through the physical body. Forgive her. Forgive the girlfriend. Forgive the soldiers that were onlookers and anyone involved. And you are. Your higher self is doing this as well. There's a clearing going on. Mother Mary is working with you. Go ahead.
If you feel a lump in your throat or a lump on your chest, deep, just breathe it out gently. I'm working with Joni as we're healing together on this, okay?
Beautiful, beautiful. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. You say, please forgive me. And thank God for this life lesson. Now, it's okay. Did you feel that?
Yes, I did feel a lump in my throat, and I gulped it, and I had a sip of water. Thank you, guys.
Okay, now, and yeah.
Okay, so I see you in the ethers. You're taking your trousers off because you were ashamed. You're putting on a new suit, and it's fresh and dandy. And that I see you walking out of this dance hall, and you're getting your hair all combed, and you're no longer sweaty and smelly of perfume, and you're feeling better. This is all metaphorical, yet we heal ourselves in other lifetimes. We can do this in this lifetime, and it has a bleed-through effect in all of our lifetimes that are going on simultaneously, including the dance hall Italian. So I will stop here, and Caroline, I don't know if there's any last bit before we move on.
No, I'm absolutely fine. The only thing that I want to add is that I was going in at the same time, Deep, just to let you know. And all that Spirit are giving me now, exactly the same as Joni. New shoot, new shoes, new shirt. And then also what I'm getting is a starburst. So this is about fresh you, a new confidence found, okay? This is what they're giving me future. So I kind of feel that when you meet up with this lady next, You'll have a twinkle in your eye and a spring in your step. Does that make sense? So you'll feel a lot better about conversation. You'll feel more relaxed. It will flow easier. So they're giving me this. So I hope that's helped, Deep, but that's all I'm going to add on this. We have got quite a few callers to get to tonight and an hour's show, so we are going to have to go. But has that helped you, Deep?
Yes, it does help, Caroline. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Joni.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck.
Good luck.
And just take it slowly.
For...
take it a day at a time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I will. I'll just pretend to be friends and wait for her to take the first step.
I do
not
feel necessary. She'll come through. Yeah.
I don't know about I don't know about her. You can also give signs too. It can be a two way street. You, I believe, will have more confidence where you might not want to wait around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we are in a stage where we don't know whether we are friends or more than that. So that's why it's even difficult to be friends.
I understand. You will see.
Yeah.
Let it unfold, and you don't have to put any script down as to who makes what move when. You might everything is a surprise.
Yeah. Just enjoy the moment. But that was lovely to talk to you, Deep, and thank you very much for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold now, and we're going to go off to our next caller, okay? Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Right, caller number two, who's been sitting there patiently, ending in numbers 020. Hello?
Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
It's lovely to speak to you. Can I ask who I'm talking to?
Sure. My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Sandra. It's absolutely fantastic to speak to you. So you can tell myself and Joni are a little excited tonight because this is our very own first show together.
Yes. Right. Congratulations. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything that you wanted to look at specifically this evening, or do you just wanted to go in and look at something for you?
Honestly, I specifically want to know about love for me. I feel very ready to invite someone into my life. I've done a lot of work around relationships. And I just, you know, I want to know that marriage is there for me. I mean, I know it is, but
it's
I want to know a little bit more.
Well, I'm going to say I do feel it's very much on its way. As you were talking to me, this is Caroline, by the way. Normally how we work is I kind of go in first and then Joni follows on because she's just brilliant at the past stuff. Okay. Right. What I'm getting is as you were talking about you feel ready about relationships, you've got a beautiful energy around you. Would you agree, Joni?
Yes, but there's hesitation.
Yes.
Always yes with the beautiful energy. I'm just feeling hesitation.
Aww. Yeah, okay. So we just need to work on that a little bit. Okay. I do feel a gentleman coming into your life, but I do feel it may be towards the end of the year, okay? But not to panic because I kind of feel you've got to a place where you are okay with who you are. You know who you are. You know what you like, what you don't like. It's just finding the right match now, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just about enjoying yourself. This is what the big thing I'm getting from Spirit is. They're saying obviously about enjoying yourself, you know, and I do feel you are a very positive, and the words I'm getting is a very positive and calm lady. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I feel like I'm always working on myself. So I guess, you know, when you say next year or the end of next year, to me, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
I feel like,
fine.
You know, divine timing is always working. So I'm supposed to meet the right person at the right time.
Yeah, well, this is true. And I have to say, me and Joni were having a conversation about this before the show, obviously last night, and we were talking about this very same thing, divine timing when it comes to relationships. And it can be just so frustrating because you're not designed to sit on a rock on your own forever. It doesn't work like that. But for some reason, Spirit might want us to just wait that little bit. Why, I don't know. Because I've had my fair share of frustrations, I can assure you. But I kind of feel a gentleman is coming in, and I am getting December as quite a strong month, but I feel for you, as what Joni is saying, with hesitation. So I think that may be you. It's like, I don't know whether the thoughts have gone round in your head, but like, how do I behave when I meet someone? Does that make sense to you, Shirley?
For me or for Sandra?
That was for Sandra.
Okay. Does it go? Yeah, probably, because I want a different kind of relationship this time around. And I'm a very passionate person. And I think that has always come through in my relationships. But I want my relationship to begin somehow different.
Yeah.
You know? Not just off the top. They're always so passionate and just, you know, whirlwindish. And I kind of want it to take a different route this time. So I guess I am kind of thinking of, you know, maybe a little more slow and steady.
I'm going to say something to you. It is Sandra, is it? Or is it Shirley? Sorry, I do apologize.
Sandra.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
All I can say to you is sometimes we're just who we are. So even though it's like, so you might say, I want the slow and steady, but then it'll drive you totally nuts because then you want someone to sweep you off your feet. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
But anyway, I'm going to get Joni to go in now because I'm kind of seeing this guy coming. I feel the energy is there, but I want to pass you to Joni so we can then work on your healing together, I think. Because I think this is more about just getting your energy ready. I know you're ready, but there's some blockages there. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I see a few coming in.
A few men or a few blockages?
A few men. I see several coming in. They come in from all different directions. And I think this has to do with your will. I think this has to do with your... So I feel like sometimes you flip-flop. Well, maybe I want this type, maybe I don't. I think getting clear about what you're looking for. There are certain aspects to men that I think that you're not quite sure that you would accept or put up with. So the universe would like for you to offer just a little bit more clarity because there are at least four that could come in, like a revolving door. One could show up and then another a few months later, and then they could just keep spinning out, like one of those salad spinners, and all of a sudden another one comes. So
that kind of makes sense.
And the part that I get here is, I'm not sure, did you say something to yourself recently or over the past year, I'm tired of this?
No, because I really, honestly, when I finish a relationship, I really kind of withdraw and I go into myself to heal. So I haven't had any, I haven't been open for business, let's put it that way, and for a few years. So I haven't been dating. I don't even look at them. I'm like, whatever.
Okay. I'm not sure. It feels like then maybe this is unconscious in this lifetime. There's something about saying... And it's okay. Sometimes the unconscious does guide us. It does affect what's happening in our conscious life. And that in your saying, I'm tired of this, I see you sitting down on a rock. And not that you're pitying, it's just a very light sadness that this is challenging, this is difficult. To have an affirmation that you could say, I am enjoying my journey of romance. I am enjoying the story I am creating of finding a soulmate. This is an enjoyable process of finding a love. That's very powerful. These are powerful vibratory affirmations that you can look at every once in a while or carry in your pocket. And then I think that will soften what you're experiencing, because there's something or some things that have gone on in this lifetime that have an edge to them, little bit of sorrow, and maybe if you'd like to, you could also take time on your own to think about relationships that you've had that haven't worked out, and
put some type of closure.
Pardon?
I said, oh, God knows, I've done that.
Good. Well, maybe there's something about putting names down and then looking at them and thanking them and blessing them and sending them on their way and making some type of a ritual burning of the paper and letting it be transmuted to source.
Yeah, because I've done that too.
Okay. Well, sometimes we do it and there are still more layers to be done.
Yeah.
And that
you
might find that there's a lift that comes with the peeling of more layers. And that when the bits of sadness return to source and that you're more solid in your conscious being regarding this journey, I see you having a fabulous time. I see you going out and you're meeting people and you're getting to know. It's interesting. You're getting to know you while you're getting to know them.
Mm. True,
yeah.
True.
So I was going to say also, yeah, also, Sandra, what I'm seeing is as Joni was talking, I was watching the energy being lifted, and what spirit are giving me also is like symbols of the autumn falling. I kind of feel there's a fresh new energy coming in for you anyway.
Good.
But as far as the readiness is concerned, it's just this final little piece what Joni's pointed out, but also what came across. You know when you said to me, like, after a relationship, you know, you actually are sort of looking at it going, right, that's it, and I'm turned off by men. You've also got to turn your brain around. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, probably, for sure. I mean, yeah. I just like to get introspective after a relationship. I don't
yeah.
like
Good.
To jump in from one to the next. So I really do take my time to heal myself, heal whatever thoughts were around it, you know, do prayering, do journaling, you know, just really work through it so that I kind of
yeah.
feel like I'm a clean slate or ready for the next one.
Have you
which,
done the karmic work through? Have you done any forgiveness work just to clear that too?
You know, I have done some as well, you know, trying to say affirmations about releasing past life stuff because I kind of feel like maybe this has happened to me in the past. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I've had some pretty interesting relationships and they've been very they've been very soulmate-ish in the sense of there's been, like, you know, there's been an extreme amount of hurt or there's been, you know, like, situations. So it's not your average relationships, I should say.
Forgive yourself and forgive them.
Yeah,
and that will also
me.
Free up the energy because there might be some ties that still bind that hold you back.
Yeah,
that might
it's
be the
always
hesitation.
Easier to forgive them than it is to forgive yourself. I think in this last turn, it was very hard for me to forgive myself. So that was
okay.
probably the hesitancy that you may feel was still, there's even now things that I feel like I still have to work out. And it's been
okay,
yeah.
and that's okay.
Oh.
4 years. So.
Well, good luck to you.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I hope
thank you, ladies.
Helped,
I appreciate
Andrea.
It.
Okay, well, lovely to meet you.
Good luck on
you.
Your journey.
Thank you. God bless.
And you. God
bye.
Bless you. Okay, bye-bye. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
You're back again. Right, okay. Right, we've actually got half an hour left, so I kind of feel we're going to play a song. And then we'll come back after we're a little bit more refreshed. And then obviously we've got a few callers. We're not going to be able to take all of them tonight. However, you know, we've got half an hour left. So after the song, we'll carry on with the calls. Okay.
Would you like to say when the next show is?
Ah, yes. Well, we were talking earlier, weren't we, Joni? And our next show is going to be Wednesday, October the 14th. Okay, so this will be a monthly show. I'll always ensure I'll announce it on my website and also on Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. And obviously, Joni also, you can get Joni at Joni's. And on top of that, you can also get Joni's website, Joni Eisinger White Light Healing. And also, Joni
actually, it's just Joni's White Light Healing.
Ah, right. Okay. Sorry, Joni. That's my fault.
It's okay. But if you type in JoniEisinger.com, you'll get there too.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
ahead.
So, oh no, that's it. So I'm just going to play a quick song, and then we'll end up with the next caller. Just bear with me a second.
Let me ask my staff.
Again. Hi, Joni. Are you back in the room?
I'm here in my favorite room to do this.
In your favorite room. We'll just tell a little bit of story about Joni. I hope you don't mind if I do this. But tonight, obviously, with it being our first show, I said to Joni, well, I'll try this way to call you in. And we discussed how I was going to call Joni in the show. So Joni has a favorite room, don't you, that you go to do this?
My guest room upstairs.
Yep. So obviously when you hear me say, Joni, are you back in the room? It's normally to make sure she's back on her phone. So, okay, right. So we're caller number 3, ending in 523. I'll just put you on live. Hi.
Hey, Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay. How can we help, Nathaniel?
Do you see me moving soon?
Okay, right. I'm going to pass this one to Joni. So I'm Caroline, and I'll let Joni take over on this one, if that's okay with you, Joni.
That's all fine. Now, Nathaniel, just curious, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Beautiful. Sunny and hopefully not as hot California as the other days.
Yeah.
I'll go in now. This is what I'm seeing, because Spirit gives a lot of metaphor. I see you're a conductor on a train, but you've got the brake on. Is there a financial issue involved here? Is this a matter of being able to afford what you're eyeing?
Yeah, I think I really can't afford to move. I'm on disability now, and I'm getting about $317 a week. And I've got my bills together, but my car's not running so good, so I'm looking for a new car, possibly, and a move.
Okay, they say first things first. So are you a visual person? Do you like writing lists?
I do, yeah, I write lists.
Okay, so if you write a list and you put down the things that need, like a to-do list, priority list, take a look at what you'd like to do, moving, car, and if there are any other things, prioritize. It doesn't seem that moving is on the books. They say on the books. It's money-wise in terms of accounting, the books. I don't see you're having the financial right now in order to do this. It's perfect what's going on. Do not feel dejected. Everything is fine. So if you feel that something's broken, it's not. You might feel uncomfortable with whatever's going on, but it's perfection. So you're allowed to be exactly where you are right now. Acceptance is key. Gratitude is perfect. This will happen eventually. It will take time. It will unfold. Positive outlook is the most important thing. And then you will draw this towards you. Do you have a dog?
No.
Okay. There's dog energy around you. I see a lot of tail wagging. So oftentimes we have animal spirits that work with us. So you can imagine that there is this dog. I think it's a black lab. And it's licking you, and it's panting, and it just wants to be petted, and the tail's wagging. I think it might be from another lifetime. So you can imagine that this dog is here to assist. You can call upon it. You can give it a name and say thank you and let it do its thing. That's what I get. I'm passing it on to you, Caroline. Go for it.
Hi. Well, I'm looking around this, and I'm going, okay. Now, I've got to ask this question. Do you write things?
Yes, I write music and songs and poems.
Yeah, because I kind of get this. What I'm being given is this creativeness within you. It's almost like you've blocked from moving forward with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's almost like I get this. I'm going into your energy right now. It's Nathaniel, is that right?
Yes.
Just checking your name. Okay. I'm going into your energy right now, Nathaniel, and what I'm picking up is there's a little bit of, I feel there's a sadness within you, if that makes any sense. And I'm trying to, what I'm going to do is I'm actually trying to lift the energy as we're talking. Because what Spirit is giving me is, right, okay, they are saying the house will go through, the house sale will go through. So what Joni is saying is absolutely spot on. May not be soon, but it will happen. Okay, so I just want to get that out the way. So obviously. Mm-hmm. But what I'm also picking up, there's a creativeness within you that you haven't unlocked yet. And it's kind of like, I'm also picking up, there's this, because they're giving me like this, the sad soul, I kind of feel you've been through a great deal of sadness in your life or have had a level of sadness. But I also feel that with that comes inspiration. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel you've come out the other side of it now is what they're saying to me. But in that where you went through and what Spirit is giving to me is dark night of the soul. Now, I'll just explain that to you. And it's something that all psychics have been through. I'm sure Joni will tell you about hers as well.
Yeah.
We all, there's something that's happened in our lives where we've been, you know, all who recognize ourselves as psychic now, there's something that we've gone through in our lives that's changed our outlook. It's changed how we feel about life. It's asked us to look deeper inside our souls. And anyone who's in the know, shall we say, there is a wording for it. It's called the dark night of the soul. And this is where we find who our true self is. It's painful. It's sad. It can be a beautiful experience as well, because it's at this point is where spirit are actually opening us up to our own gifts as well. So this is where the realization, and what spirit is saying to me is they're helping you. You've got angels with you, and they're actually helping lift your spirits, because I kind of feel we need to get the wheels motion turning to get these writings out there. Does that make sense? I kind of feel you should set up a blog. As in, like, you know, it's free, it's simple, to write this in a blog and share it, make it public. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because I feel you'd have quite a good following, because you've come through a lot. This is what I keep getting from Spirit. You've come through a lot. Now, when you say, are you still disabled? Because I keep being shown a picture of you in a wheelchair.
Uh-oh. I didn't know if I was that disabled, but I don't know if I'm going to get more disabled.
Well, remember, Joni said, Spirit do speak in metaphor. They give me pictures.
Metaphor.
And it's an interpretation, okay? So this is where...
Could also, just to interrupt, it could also be sitting and not moving forward.
Yes, okay. So it's just this whole... So where I'm getting is a picture of you in a wheelchair, as I said. Remember, it's only symbolic. It's not real. But what I'm also picking up around this is the need to move forward. That's really strong. So I'm just going to go in and with Jonah's assistance, help lift the energy off you to help you move forward in getting this up and running. Because I kind of feel once you've done it, you'll feel a huge difference in your energy. And what I'm getting from Spirit is this will allow, with your energy being brighter and lighter, this will allow the changes to come in. Okay, so I don't know whether you want to assist me with this, Joni, but I just want to
go in. Absolutely.
So just ask you to forgive yourself. And what I'm getting from Spirit, I'm channeling this, is and allow your inner healing to happen. Okay. And what they're saying is, I don't want to see you shine your light. This is the big thing I'm getting from Spirit. Big, big, big. It's like you must allow yourself to shine your light. Underneath you, there's a beautiful soul. Yeah. And it's that, with that, the words I'm getting from Spirit, and this is the expression I'm getting, deep expression that you have within yourself, they want you to share it. Okay? So I'm just going to ask to forgive yourself. I'm going to ask the angels to come in. So we're just going to breathe that out. And I'm hoping you're feeling some lightness coming into you, Nathaniel.
There's like a potato, like a mashed potato mealy covering that's over you, that was like a pile. Like, imagine the top of shepherd's pie covering you, and you're the meat underneath, and it was holding you back, and you're bursting out of that. And I see that there's a layer of sadness that's coming off of you. You were done. You had no interest in having this on you. Drink water between now and when you go to sleep. Just sip, and that'll help with the healing, with the release.
You know, my car was vandalized Thursday night. You know, I don't know if you see it, you know, me being vandalized or a bad situation here. I really, really want to move soon, so I'm trying to
get
all of my stuff and throw away some papers and stuff I had to throw away. I like that last song, Pete Townsend, See Me Choose the River.
Oh,
my
man.
All the best cowboys have Chinese eyes. Oh, yeah. Glad you liked it.
Glad you liked it.
Pete's one of my favorite writers, and, you know, I write too, so he's the kind of guy I kind of think is a mirror of myself a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What have we been
saying? I write songs too, and he's one of my faves, so there you go.
Right.
There you go. Well, we're going to have to move on, but I hope that I hope this gave you clarification. And remember, there's nothing broken. That this, you are exactly where you need to be now, And there's a healing that also took place.
This vandalizing, this, you know, my car getting, you know, the window getting broken last week. It was last Thursday and stuff. Is you think see me getting, you know, attacked or vandalized anymore?
I still feel there's still maybe trouble around the area, but not at you. Does that make sense to you? I don't know why, but I'm getting a bunch of young kids that are sort of like being in, the words I'm getting from spirit is a nuisance to the area. Does that make sense, Tanya?
I've been here for a year and a half. I believe it was the Oriental lady and the spiker guy next door.
Yeah.
Someone else verified that on another reading, and they said they saw some bad stuff around her, and she was kind of evil, maybe into black magic or something.
Yeah.
Put protection around yourself. Put white light around.
Yeah. That will fix it, okay? So I just feel that ask for protection. The words I want to say is ask for protection, ask for forgiveness, and get your writing shoes on, honey, is what I'm being told to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the UK. Mm-hmm.
Make the
shift.
The right shoe on the right knee? What did you say?
I said get your writing shoes on.
Instead of your dancing shoes, get your writing shoes on because you're going to be writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
good luck to you. I'm glad you called.
Thanks again, ladies. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
bye-bye
thanks
now.
For calling.
Bless you.
Great to talk to you. Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Think we'll be able to speed talk the last one?
Yeah, we've got one time for one more, so I'm just looking at who's held for quite some time. I'm actually going to go to number 9, 583, okay?
Hi.
Hi, who are we talking to?
My name is Savannah. I'm from New York.
Hi, Savannah. How are you this evening? Well, it's this evening for me. Sorry. I'm in the UK, so it's evening to me, but it's afternoon to you. So, hi. Okay. I'm Caroline, and obviously this is – I'll just introduce you, Joni.
That's I. I'm here, too. How can we help?
I wanted to know if what I'm going through in my current relationship, any type of karma –
Right, I'm going to leave you to this one, Joni, because karma is Joni's speciality.
Ooh, okay, so you've known this person a few times, battling. I see swords, I see whips, I see dungeon, I see carriages, I see you're falling down, the carriage that he's driving goes over you. We're talking a mess. There are a lot of lifetimes. There's a vindictiveness, it's a getting back, it's a tit for tat. Okay, so there's heart chakra wounding. That means right in the center of your chest, there's an energy center called the heart chakra, C-H-A-K-R-A. And that energy center symbolizes love of self and love of all. And because of the hurts that have happened between you, and I believe this is a he?
Yes.
That you have pain in your heart chakra. Anytime you want, put your hand over the center of your chest where your heart is and imagine that the divine ones are working through your hand, which is an energy center where healing comes through and comes. We can put things in and we can take things out from our palms. And then you could imagine that pain and suffering are being taken out of your heart. Release all sadness. We're going to take all the lifetimes, including this one, where there was such behavior on both of your parts with each other, that there is so much suffering and pain that I feel like I just want to go hysterically crying. We ball them all up, all the lifetimes where you're playing with him in creation. There are 7 in particular, but there are 10. They keep going up. They're slowly going, then 20, then 40. There are about 40 lifetimes that you have with this soul. And then they break down into themes. We ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. And you're crying. You have to give yourself a break. This is very challenging. I see there's a sadness here. Forgive him. And you're on your knees, and you're blessing him, and you're loving him, and you're giving him a flower. You're giving him a rose. ask for his forgiveness. You say, please forgive me. He's on his knees, and he gives you a rose. Thank God for these life lessons. Yes, I see your crown chakra, the top of your head, which connects to Source and all of us, all of creation. It's open now. There's information coming out. There's crap coming out, and there's good stuff coming in. There's an exchange right now, and if you feel a little tired today, that's fine. You're having a release. If you'd like to, have an Epsom salt bath. Put a cup of Epsom salts in a bathtub and allow them in warm water. Sit in it for at least 10 minutes if you can, and if you don't have it, imagine you're in an Epsom salt bath, and imagine the other side is releasing all that does not serve you. Caroline, go for it in the last minute.
Right. Okay, in the last few minutes, I do get the feeling, and I am being given a red rose, which is obviously significant because Joan is giving you that as well. This relationship needs healing. So I think what Joan has done is absolutely spot on for you. Because what they're giving me is you guys keep doing this push me, pull me. So what they're showing me is like, you know, when you get the camels going, push me, pull me, because you have a very passionate relationship. But what I'm getting from Spirit is full of fireworks. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So this is where it needs to sit. I feel that you come away sometimes when you've had arguments as you're like, I just wish we could settle down. We could just get on for several weeks. Does that make sense to you? Because both of you are fiery individuals. And the thing is, but you love each other with an immense amount of passion. And I often don't get this. It's immense, and I mean immense, you know? But it's like, I need you two to start connecting. So I actually kind of feel that obviously us going in and doing the work that we've done today will help you heal. I'm also going to say, I'm going to ask the angels and my guides to come in and help heal your partner as well. Because I kind of feel that when you two fall out, and I have this, if I ever fell out with Joni, because we are soul connected, we would actually really hurt each other. And that's what happens. So I kind of feel that with you two, you do this whole in-out, push-pull syndrome, and they're showing me lots of tension at times. But apart from that, when you get on great, it's amazing. Passion, oodles of it. But it's just you need it to be more. I'm being told the base chakra, the base root of the relationship needs to be more stable. And I kind of feel that this is why you're questioning us this evening. Does that make sense?
Yes. What can we do to get it stable? Like, he's currently incarcerated, and I'm about to have a daughter, and, like, I have so many mixed feelings about, like, are we going to be together when he gets out? Are we together now? Do I want to be with him? Do I want that type of environment around my daughter? Because when it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, like, it's horrible.
Really bad, yeah. Then this is what we were saying about the whole passion thing. What I kind of feel, and what's broken, I do apologize, it's because the show's wrapping up now. But what I'm going to just say to you quickly, and I kind of feel that just ask every time this happens, just ask St. Michael to step in and just say, help me. Help me be brave to deal with this. And then it stops the cycle of negative thinking. And it's almost like I feel like I want to say to you, when it starts up, walk out the room. Don't get involved in it. Because I kind of feel that your partner does like a little bit of that friction. He likes, there's an excitement about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sorry, don't you?
I'll interrupt just also. I recommend counseling. I think it would be a very good idea for you to go to counseling to see whether this is an abusive relationship and whether you might need to consider taking a break. I don't know the ins and outs, but it might be something where it might not be healthy or for the highest good for you or your child that you're going to have. You need to look into that and pass that on to a professional. Also, you can ask the other side to have couples counselors come in and work with you in the ethers, in the other realms, to see whether, in fact, it is something that is for your both of your highest good. You come into each other's lives to heal, not necessarily to be together, but to heal. And you love each other so much, that's why you keep showing up again to work through your stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, lovely to talk to you. Right, we're going to wrap this up now, so I'm just
going to
put
hugging you. There's love that's going your way. I hear you sniffling, so we're sending love.
Thank you.
Lovely
and strength.
To talk to you.
Wow, thank you so much.
Bless you, honey.
Pleased to talk to you. Okay. Right, well, it's time to wrap up now because it's 10:30. So I'm going to thank everybody for listening because this is our first show. We're so grateful to have you calling us in. I'm going to play us out with the last song, which is Jess Glynn. And then we'll be back on October the 14th. It'll be
and
on our
thank
time.
You so much, Caroline, for getting this all hooked up technically. And I so enjoyed working with you. I loved this. It was beautiful. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Right, I'm going to play the last song out, and Joni, I'll speak to you on the other side. Okay?
Just absolutely. Go. Thanks for listening, folks.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
I came here with a broken heart that no one else could see. I drew a smile on my face to paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Let's go back to simplicity. I feel like I've been missing me. But not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this darkness moves me. We all get there eventually. I never knew. Dark clouds keep raining over me. But heartbreak and hell's a place that everyone knows. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Let's go with